For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. We got hockey coming up tonight as the Wild will continue their road trip in Calgary, coming off a shutout win over the Oilers on Tuesday.
You know, the team's really committed to playing strong defense, and, you know, I think it's a combination of excellent goaltending and a group of guys that's committed to play the game the right way and defend hard. And usually when you get solid goaltending, you know, there's going to be breakdowns in the game, or the other team's going to have really good players that make good plays throughout the game that sometimes you can't do anything about. And right now, when those are occurring, we're getting great saves by both guys. Wally's been really solid. Gus has been solid.
Right.
But I think, you know, they're confident as two goaltenders, and our team's confident in them. And when you have that combination, it's usually a good recipe.
John Hines with Paul Allen yesterday on KFAN. Wow, that points in 12 straight, third longest point streak in franchise history. They'll try and keep it going tonight with an 8 p.m. puck drop against the Flames at the Saddle Dome. The Timberwolves are also in action, looking to sweep a bad Pelicans team that Rudy Gobert said the Wolves better not take lightly.
At this point, we shouldn't need extra motivation. I mean, we know how important those games are in March, in April. We've been there before, you know. We know it's probably going to be a one-game, two-game difference between having home court advantage or being in the playoffs or being in the play-in, whatever it is. So we know that every single one of those games matters, and we have to, you know, we got to come out with a better mindset.
Last night at Williams Arena, the Gophers upset Indiana and got a 73-64 victory over the 19th-ranked Hoosiers. Good defense, strong rebounding, big keys for Nico Medved.
You know, we knew that going into the game. I thought, you know, transition defense and rebounding, you know, were the two biggest keys in the game. You know, a team that has as much firepower as them, you just can't allow them to get second and third opportunities. You can't allow them to score in transition. And I thought we did a great job. I thought our communication was good. You know, the first 5 minutes was a little shaky, but then I thought our guys really, really settled in after that.
Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.